Yes. Talk, Zach. Bonus
just starts diamond up people. Wait till he becomes a defensive player of the year under Mike Brown.
Brick for Vic. Brick for Vic. Brick for Vic. Brick for Vic.
Is this thing on? One, two, Mike, check, one, two.
And the communication, that's your glue.
Man, this is our city. This is our city, man. We did it, man. It's unbelievable.
I feel like Black Jesus.
We've seen the story before. We've seen the story
Welcome
before.
To the Athletic NBA Show. Monday on the Athletic Podcast Network.
Welcome to Part of... No, let me stop my Zach. Let me stop my Zach impersonation.
We need to keep that in.
I do have a take.
Welcome back to Point of Contention. Five topics, 5 minutes, 5 points of contention, 2022. It's almost like we didn't fully fix this intro from the first one of the season. Coming up on the show, the Nets can't stanza Ben Simmons. The field or fill in the blank, big change coming. An NBA's TV rights deal, the Wembanyama watch, and MVP odds. Today, November 17th, National Take a Hike Day. With over 60,000 miles of trails in the National Trail System across the states, there is no lack of opportunity to take a hike. Also, I just found out there's a National Trail System. On this day in 1863, the city of Denver, Colorado was founded. Also, the Siege of Knoxville began during the Civil War. Those cowardly Confederate forces led by General James Longstreet, which sounds like a porn name, placed Knoxville, Tennessee under siege. Jade, play the tape? We have tape of that?
Back again. Here's some more of this great history. And here's, as you can see, the guns and say, as they were trying to take this mountain, they had a rough time. People bled and died. This old hill mountain. Yeah. Let's go ahead and load up.
In this corner, the loud mouth of Southie, the most braggadocious beantown bench warmer on a college team that went 2-21.
2-22.
He writes Celtics. He reps Kings, and he still believes in Aaron Kraft, Eric Diefendorf, and anybody else who flamed out from college on their way to the basketball tournament. Ride with him on Peloton at the Kid the God. It's Jay Sacramento King. Jay, what's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
The rolls. I love like a good roll.
Are we talking King's Hawaiian roll, or is there like a homemade roll? Like, what is it?
This is just like, I don't know what kind of rolls, but the rolls on Thanksgiving always hit different. I'm not a turkey guy, honestly. I would rather not.
Nobody actually is a turkey guy.
No. I'll ride for dark meat on the turkey all day. And a drumstick. Drumstick is killer. Hard to beat.
You got to have the drumstick if you're going to do it, but I'm more about the rolls. I once ate.
You have to know your roll, Jay.
I once ate, I think it was 18 rolls at Thanksgiving.
18?
It was a pretty impressive show.
18 American rolls?
Yes. I can eat, except that one time I had tried to have McDonald's.
And in this corner, the most versatile media member the Bay has ever seen. He's written 3 books with ridiculously long titles. You can find him in bookstores everywhere. Yes! Even that bookstore. He's the friend from Frisco, the bro from Berkeley. He puts the sauce in Sausalito. He puts the media in Alameda, the AO in Vallejo, the Petty in Petaluma. But more importantly, he's the OG from Oakland. It's Marcus S. Thompson. Marcus, what's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
The fight. The annual argument between family members is clearly the highlight. When we all get together and we listen to The Chronic 2001, which was released this day, 1999, by the way.
Is that an actual tradition in the
Thompson
family?
No, but I just wanted to get in there that I knew that this day was the anniversary of the release of The Chronic 2001.
Well, congratulations. Should be
my
proud.
Favorite food, though, is homemade cranberry relish. And nobody likes turkey. It's a fallacy. It's a creation.
Cranberry relish.
Oh, cranberry relish is unbelievable when it's homemade.
Relish.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We only eat turkey one day a year because it's terrible. And if you don't cook it exactly right, it's
love a turkey sandwich. You out of your mind.
No, you don't. Only people who eat turkey sandwiches are people who are trying to be healthy. The rest of us eat dry salami, roast beef, and real sandwiches.
You know why you eat turkey sandwiches? Because turkey nobody club, ate man. The rest of the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Nah, man.
Nobody wanted it.
Jones nobody on it. Third here in Los Angeles has a turkey club I would kill anybody for. That turkey club is legit.
And you only eat it when you're trying to drop a couple.
I eat that shit all the time. All the time. Check my DoorDash orders. I eat it all the time.
You don't walk past real sandwiches.
Thanksgiving would
sandwich.
Be infinitely better if we did it with Korean chicken.
Korean fried chicken. Now Jay is on board. Now you get it.
Man, just put some third kimchi week on in a turkey. Row. You good.
Yes. Shout out. I'm so sorry. I cannot remember off the top of my head, and I'm not going to go search my DMs, but someone wanted to know why we were talking about Korean fried chicken so much. I said, because it's great. They agreed. Thank you for messaging me. Keep those messages coming. Make what sure you're DM. Just peppering Jay King with them. Okay, because he's just now on board with Korean fried chicken. All right, check that banter box. Jade, start the clock. Take one. The Nets are getting frustrated. On Tuesday night, in case you missed it, the Sacramento Jay Kings defeated the Brooklyn Nets 153-121. In 20 minutes of action off the bench, Ben Simmons, the much maligned 2016 number one pick, scored 11 points on 5 of 7, I'll call it shooting, the most points he's had since June 14th of 2021, while adding 5 rebounds and 3 assists. However, according to the Athletic's Shams Charania and Sam Amick, quote, with the Nets desperately trying to save their season amid the recent departure of coach Steve Nash and the unresolved Kyrie Irving controversy, the skepticism about Simmons' ultimate impact remains. According to multiple sources with direct knowledge of the situation, the frustration surrounding Simmons had been building in recent weeks within the organization. The coaching staff and players have been concerned about his availability and level of play, with some questioning his passion for the game, those sources said. Quote from Ben Simmons, "You're obviously not going to be happy when anybody's out, but for me, I've been dealing with the knee since the start of the season. This early season stretch has been merely the latest setback in what has been a brutal couple of years for the 26-year-old. So, Marcus, it's time to ask the tough question. Has Ben Simmons officially reached bust status?
Listen, he just dropped a smooth 11. I don't even know why this is.
You
doubled
down on that. You got a 21,
a
baby.
Smooth 11.
Hey, that was cut a smooth, man. Did you see it? It was tough in the paint buckets. Mm-hmm. Like, there was runners contested. Like, you're looking at the 11, but it's how he got the 11 that shows you. The progression is there. It's way, way. First off, what he did before the whole "I'm not taking layups against Trae Young in the playoffs" thing made him not a bust. Like, he was actually, at one point, he was a really good player. I still think they get something out of him. I don't know if it's the Nets. I don't know if he needs a meeting with Ayala Van Zant. I don't know what it is. There's still some talent there. And it can be milked. And if you didn't watch that game and see how he got that 11, then you don't understand what I'm saying. Because that was an 11 that he wouldn't have gotten.
That was three a hard
against a bottom five. Yeah, against a bottom five defense too.
Well, he wouldn't have got it 3 months ago because the league wasn't in playing yet. So right. It wasn't possible to get it 3 months ago.
Right. Jay, what does this mean for the Nets' bigger picture? This whole mess.
Well, I just think they look so bad in this mess because they traded James Harden to get this guy. They traded James Harden. I know James Harden wanted out, but you have to know that his body's not right. His mind wasn't right. Like, you have to do your due diligence to know that you're not getting Ben Simmons at his best. You're not getting him anywhere close to his best. He didn't play at all last season. He's still, you look at him, he's clearly not moving the way he used to. Like, he says a lot of it is physical. I believe him because just looking at him, he used to be the fastest guy on the court. He used to be super physical driving into the cup.
That's what I'm saying. He was cooking down the lane on some of them transitions, man. It was coming back. I'm telling you.
He hit 5 shots, right? 4 shots.
Like almost everything lately, this just looks really bad on the Nets.
Thanksgiving turkey or like Korean fried chicken? Which one? Yeah.
It just looks so bad on the Nets, though. Like, Sean Marks had to know he was getting damaged goods, and they
did he? I don't know if that's fair, but Jay, because
you have to. You have to.
I think that's
dude,
failed.
He was a
that
really
failed.
Good player before
the whole
before that.
Job of a GM is to do the background work and to find out where the guy you're targeting is. And
everyone was saying he was faking the mental stuff. Like, everyone saying he's just sitting out because of this. He's sitting out because of that. Like, everyone's saying that. I get that there's background information. I just don't know if that's fair to say about Sean Marks.
But if he's saying the whole time, like, hey, man, if you get me out of here, it's on. Right? Like, that's probably the pitch he was making. Like, hey, I'm just trying to get out of Philly. But if you get me out of here, it's on, right?
However, it was still building a core around Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons, two guys who have shown that they can't be relied upon for various reasons.
Our spirit was great. We were connected. Played hard. We're willing to do the extra things and little things, you know, especially in the end. We had a tired group at the end there.
And so It was just a shot in the dark that hasn't worked. Simmons is still a long way from being the player he was before. And it's just a mess over there. Although Kevin Durant's starting to like what's happening. He's starting to have fun out there again.
Is he losing by 30 to the Kings? I don't know if that's having fun.
I mean, sometimes.
But did you see the smooth 11? Like, he saw it.
Now Marcus is just giving takes in the form of like any Instagram basketball account that just, you know, bows to literally every player that's just like, yo, LiAngelo Ball hit a three. He's going to the league.
I'm just going with what's proven to work. That's all.
I don't know. He gave him 153 points to the Kings. It's 153 American points.
It's tough to stop the second-ranked offense in the league.
48 American minutes. But it's not hard to score against a bottom five defense, which
right
is what
here,
he did his smooth 11.
You're looking at right here. You got to look at the steps that he's taken. That smooth 11 was, man, I'm telling you, it was some wiggle in there. It was like finishing with the right hand in traffic.
There was wiggle in that smooth 11.
Baby steps.
I actually agree with Marcus here. He's starting to look a little better.
This sounds like the two guys that tried to tell me Jordan Poole was most improved player.
No,
last
but
year.
All the talk about Simmons and how much he struggled and that one layup that he didn't take has all pushed us away from the fact that when he's at his best, he's a real difference maker.
He held Trae Young to 3 of 18 in that same game.
Yeah.
You know, like that same game where he short circuited. He wasn't good offensively, but he played his ass off defensively. And I think you should at least be getting that from him. Right. Maybe the knee is an issue. Maybe the back's an issue to keep him from that. But I mean, the smooth 11 doesn't matter. The defense is what they
The smooth 11 is going to help him lock in on defense.
Marcus is going to start texting smooth 11 to group chats, and it's going to be so annoying.
Go watch that 11. I'm telling you.
It was smooth.
I won't. Take two. Take the field day. That's right. It's the Zach Harper Power Rankings update, motherfuckers.
As you know, Malika, shortly before the pandemic,
roughly 17% of the way through the NBA season, it's time for a Zach Harper Power Rankings update.
Switch that.
Find my rankings right here on theathletic.com. Every Monday.
What is roughly 17%, by the way? Like, is that like 16.8?
Came up nothing.
Zach Harper's Power Rankings Week 1 update.
You know, it's 17 and change.
Just round up.
I don't know. I didn't like this. I hate that. Someone would be like, hey, this guy's averaging 26 a game and it's 25.6. I'm like, you go try to pay for something that's $260 with $256 and see if you get it.
Roughly 17 is
no more
17
rounding.
Is roughly 20%.
No more rounding.
You can't roughly the roughly.
No more.
Some would argue that 25.6 is probably rounded too. It's probably like 25.63, maybe 25.57.
Let's get all the decimal points. Let's get everything after that decimal point in then. That's what we'll start doing. By the way,
taxi,
this opening to this segment isn't the only thing that's in absolute chaos. The NBA is in absolute chaos. Let's check in on the contenders. Number one, the Bucks. Number two, the surging Celtics. And on the brink of contention, the Suns are in there at number three. So, Jay, let me ask you before I get to Marcus. Are you taking one of these three teams, the Bucks, the Celtics, or the Suns,
over the field to win the NBA title this year?
Not one of them, but I would take the Bucks and Celtics over the field. I think one of those teams will come from the East. Right now, they're the two best teams in the NBA. I'm just, I can't buy the Suns. I can't yet. I saw them do this last season and just crush teams.
Honestly, what would it take? Just they have to do in the playoffs.
Getting there.
They did make the finals 2 years ago.
They did make the finals 2 years ago, but last year was so painful and so bad, and just the exit was just.
They got to beat Luka.
Honestly,
they got to beat Luka.
Yeah,
that I will not be ready to buy into the Suns for the foreseeable. They're in like the Jazz territory where. No matter how they played during the regular season, they're more accomplished than the Jazz. Like, they did make the finals.
Yeah,
they have Chris Paul and Devin Booker, who are like postseason killers. But I'm just not ready to buy it, not yet.
All right, Mark is getting back to my power rankings. Tier three, we've got playoff teams like the Hawks, the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, the Blazers, the Jazz, the Cavs, the Mavs, the Clippers, the Pelicans, and the Raptors. Marcus, of these teams, who would you spotlight as the horse most likely to ride it all the way to the NBA championship?
Man, that was too many teams, dude. I don't, like, running by me again? My goodness.
The Hawks, Denver, Memphis, Portland, Utah, Cleveland, Dallas, the Clippers, New Orleans, or Toronto?
I want to say Clippers, but we don't know if Kawhi's ever going to play again or if he's going to play again. Consistent amount of time, so I'm going with Memphis. I like Memphis out of that bunch. I don't think they'll win a title, but they've shown they can get hot. I mean, I feel like Desmond Bane is a bit underrated, and we're watching
he's a ridiculous shooter, man.
Nah, his shooting is crazy.
Everyone's saying he's underrated, so he's no longer underrated.
Okay, yeah, I probably go with that. I haven't been on Elon Musk's Twitter, so I don't know what everyone's saying.
Let me tell you, it is a ride.
but
Twitter has never been better.
I just feel like that's such a valuable asset to have. We're watching it with Sacramento and how Kevin Herter doesn't miss. Like, it really just it opens up everything offensively. So if provided JJJ comes back healthy, I do feel like they've got some pieces. I mean, if they get past the Warriors, they might be in the finals last year, right? If it was like that close for them,
yeah, they
right?
might be Dallas.
They might be Dallas. So I feel like that team is that's a natural next step for that team. But, you know, healthy Kawhi, I'm going with the Clippers because Paul George is unbelievable.
No Pels in there, huh?
Did you say the Pels? I don't remember.
Yeah. I gave you like 10 teams. Yeah.
You did give a lot of teams. That was like half the NBA.
I gave a lot of teams, man. I love this Pelicans team. Look, man, I tried to tell you. I tried to warn you.
I don't know.
I tried to warn you that Portland was back, and you guys laughed at me. And looky here. Number one in the West.
Portland's been
Portland Trail Blazers.
They're,
and it's not just Dame being good.
Like,
Simons is good. Jeremy Grant is good. Drew Eubanks came in last night and dominated the fourth quarter in a game where Jakob Poeltl had gone off on Yusuf Nurkic for like 30.
Drew Eubanks came in and lit it up in a game.
He was amazing last night. He was amazing last night.
The cold part about Portland, right, is they were like one player away for all those years. And now they've got like four of those players. Right,
yeah,
like if they just had athletic three who can play some defense, their whole tale might have been different. Now they've got a bunch of.
I don't want to call out Portland's broadcast because every local broadcast is just nothing but annoying homers now, and I don't think Portland's actually
good.
That
Nets
bad.
Are good. There was
Nets are fantastic. Nets are professional. Everyone else is just oh my god, it's so bad. But there was a moment in the fourth quarter last night of Portland's game. And again, this is like Portland's not even a main culprit in this stuff consistently, but Dame got posted up and guy tried to shoot a jumper over him and Dame blocked it and Dame went and got the loose ball and he got fouled in the search for the loose ball. And they were like, you can't post him up. You made him mad. The player who posted him up, Kata Bates Diop. It's like that. It's not like
You made it's a not mad.
Like Kevin Durant went one-on-one in the post again. Like, it was Kade Bates-Diop. And it was like, you made him mad now. And he hit a three the next time down the floor. It was, we got to stop with this Homer stuff. We just got to stop.
Kade Bates-Diop
can go.
You know what? I do.
You
like
don't
want to like him quite
you
a bit.
You don't want to make him angry. You don't want to see Kade when he's angry, man.
Facts, though.
Why is Jade wearing a blanket? Wait a second. What is...
Jade is wearing a blanket.
We've been, like he just got rescued from the Titanic.
We've been recording for like 15 minutes and somehow he got hypothermia. Like...
in the office. No. Leave all this in. All right. Hey, people. Baseball may be over on the field, but the heat, no, but the hot stove is about to be fired up. So be sure to check out all the latest rumblings and grumblings on the Athletic Baseball Show, a podcast which features some of the best writers and thinkers in the game. Ken Rosenthal, Jason Stark, Doug Glanville, Britt Gioroli, Eno Saris, Keith Law, Andy McCullough, Derek Van Riper, Tim McMaster, among others. That's right here on the Athletic Podcast Network, back after this. And we're back. Take three, chump change. The NBA's current media rights with TNT and Disney's ESPN worth a combined $24 billion, and it's expiring after the 2024-2025 season. Get this, guys. Hold on to your butts. The league will be seeking a mammoth long-term rights package worth as much as $75 billion. Billion!
Billion!
That's million. That's million with a capital B.
The cap is going to go crazy.
Oh, my God. It's going to go nuts. We're finally here.
I'm so happy.
Facing deep-pocketed challengers like Amazon Prime Video, Apple, TNT,
what is Jay
and
doing
ESPN.
Though?
What? I don't know.
Jay went from having a hypothermia to like trying on a kimono, all with like, the same blanket. Like, what is happening?
He's choking himself with his blanket. I don't know what's going on.
Amazon Prime Video and Apple, TNT. And ESPN can't promise to break the bank or they'll lose their leverage in negotiations. Now, you have this. According to reports, Warner Media could pursue rights to NBA streaming games on HBO Max. Is this a ploy to bring back Arliss? House of the Dragic? Herb Your Enthusiasm? Is it the home box out office? No, none of these working for you guys? Is this a threat?
I kind of like Herb Your Enthusiasm.
Perhaps Quibi, a player here. Pluto, Hoopla, has hoop in the name, but you literally need a library card to access it. Turner Sports, which is also owned by Warner Media, will see its current NBA broadcast rights deal end after the 2024-2025 season. TNT recently finalized contract extensions with the cast of Inside the NBA, including Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson, a clear signal that they're prepared to go to the mat for NBA rights. However, none of that has trickled down to the people that carry the weight of this. Well, at least not to me and Jade yet. Not sure about you, Marcus. I'm sure you've been getting some stuff on the side. So, Marcus, let me ask you. There's no way they gave Charles Barkley all that money just to go do hockey and college basketball, right? This is just negotiating through the media.
Well, here's what I was wondering. They can still talk about the games without being there, right? I feel like
maybe I don't know.
Didn't Charles
would
say
people
that,
turn on Inside the NBA with, if there's no inside if there's no like game on TNT?
I feel like they might.
It would be Inside the NBA. I mean, it's not like they're inside the like locker room, but
yeah, inside the basketball, inside
I,
pro
I
basketball.
I do feel like that show would still draw. Maybe not as much. It would still draw if you had to turn to TNT after games instead of like just holding fast where
just not pushing a button, right?
It is risky, though. It is risky. So I do think they're going to – I mean, low-key, what is TMT without the NBA, though? It's like Charmed and Law & Order SVU.
Bones, like, yeah.
Like, yeah, TNT needs
they
the
kinda
NBA. They need the NBA.
They need the NBA. What, the what closer. Are you doing here?
Jade
is just doing a variety show right now. Jay, can you imagine –
that
this
was
stuff
hypothermia
actually going to like Amazon Prime full time, yeah, like HBO Max full time, or do they need actual TV?
Yeah, Kenan, I was trying to decide in my head whether I would miss TNT if they lost the rights. And I just feel like I would adapt. Like I love the show, inside the NBA. There's no better basketball show than that to me. Like, that's constant entertainment.
No, they need to get their app together. Like, it's unacceptable that you can't watch TNT games after they're on TNT. I tried to watch the game last night. The 150 points the Kings ran up, you could only watch the all possessions or the condensed game. You can't go to TNT to look at old TNT games. Like,
I don't know if that's out. I don't know if that's
I did
true.
It last night. You cannot watch TNT games see. When they're on. It's blacked out for like 3 hours. Can't do it, buddy.
Marcus, I don't think you just don't have the right shit, man. You got to get that special.
Yeah, you got to get that upgrade to the premium.
I got it.
No, because I got it right here on my phone. It's just playing.
Yes, you got to wait the next day. That's the point.
No. It's right away. No,
I was on it last night. It was not. You had to watch the all possession. I bet I'm right about this.
I've been
dealing with this for years. Like, yo, you come home, you want to watch the game. You can't watch the TNT game because it's either blacked out. You got to wait because they're running it back at midnight, but they never run the game that I want to watch at midnight. I want to watch the one they don't.
Jade,
run.
Is that a ghost condom that you're showing us? What is that?
What's going on over there?
I don't know what Jade is doing. Jade's doing his own show here. Guys, who can least afford to lose NBA rights? ESPN or TNT?
No, here's the thing, though. TNT does not have to be only sports. ESPN is only sports. If they lose the NBA, that is a bigger hole for them because they can't go out and get Charms 2. You know, they can't go out and get another law season.
Right.
They can't just run a major league.
Do you know how much a lot of baseball would be on ESPN?
Oh my God!
As long as they have college football. College basketball.
All right, coming up after the break, tanks but no tanks and MVP odds plus whatever shit Jaden grabs from his desk.
Jade's on one today.
Back after this.
Jade's really on one.
You know, as you know, Malika, shortly before the pandemic,
Switch that.
And so this whole notion of tanking came up. Nothing.
Zach Hopper's Power Rankings Week 1 update.
He's got props tank for days.
Tank 4, the Victor Wembanyama watch. It's time to take stock of which Brick for Vic NBA candidates are closest to completing their Wembanyama-sized mansion. Thank you, Deadspin. Brick for Vic. No need for an expository on this story. We all know what's going on. Thank you, NBA League Pass, for the highlights of Wembanyama. Scroll all the way down to tier 6 of my power rankings that we have on The Athletic. We've got the Thunder, the Magic, the Spurs, the Rockets, the Lakers, and the Pistons. Although the Lakers kind of goes to the Pelicans, so yay Pelicans. Jay, of those teams, again, the Thunder, the Magic, the Spurs, the Rockets, we'll call it the Pelicans and the Pistons. Where would you like to see the great Wembanyama land?
The Pelicans would be so much fun, but I'm going with the Pistons. The Pistons are the spot. Cade and Wembanyama would just be awesome. And the Pistons are going to be in this race to the end. That is just an awful
They're gnarly right now,
team.
Man.
They've
taken such a step back from the end of last season.
They have no clue how to play. Half the guys in their rotation are just absolutely terrible at basketball. Last year, I felt like by the end of last season, they were kind of a tough out. They knew what they were.
They played really well like the last 2.5 months last season.
And then now it's just gone. Like there's nothing to be built right there. Poor Cade.
Marcus.
Has just no one with any IQ around him. I feel bad for Cade. I feel like Cade... Jesus. Is probably just looking around at all the idiots around him like, what the fuck am I doing wasting this year of my life?
Marcus, where do you want to see Vic Wembanyama win?
Lakers, baby.
He can't go to L.A. He can't go to the Lakers.
So, they get the pick, and then Adam Silver or somebody steps in, and vetoes.
No more pick swaps?
And vetoes the swap.
Wow.
Put
the reverse Chris Paul?
Yes. This time.
Wow.
You know, this time, this is reparations for the Lakers. Right?
Reparations. Reparations. I don't think that's what it means.
not in the least, but
I don't think. I can't think of
what's the word. They gotta pay him back. They gotta pay him back for killing.
What's the word? They gotta pay him back.
They gotta pay him back for what they did on the Chris Paul thing. So put up with the Lakers, man. LeBron deserves this, man. He needs to ride on the sunset with a. With a number two superstar. That's what I'm talking about. Who would be number
one?
I
had that with
Anthony Davis. Yeah, he did too.
I guess so. I want to see him on the Spurs. I want to see him because I think it'll keep Greg Popovich.
I think it'll keep Greg Popovich around. You want to see him on the Spurs.
I don't believe you.
You want to see him. You want to see him too much to see him on the Spurs.
You're just making up a take
the
right
funniest,
now.
No, I'm not.
Way you watch Jakob Poeltl and Devin Vassell and you're like, yep, that's where Wembanyama
I watched Jakob Poeltl drop 31 last night, and it took Drew Eubanks to shut that shit down. But I want to see Pop stick around for a long time. I think the only way he does that is with Wembanyama.
No, he.
Why can't Pop be free? Why can't he go live the rest of his life? Why you want him struggling to make the play in?
Because he won't share. Because he won't share his wine with me.
Free Pop.
He won't share his wine with me. So if he wants to share wine, I'm in.
Reparations for Popovich.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
I actually know what it means. I just can't think of the other word I'm looking for.
It shouldn't be you.
Reciprocity?
Reciprocity probably fits better than reparations.
Reciprocity.
I don't think it's reparations for me to want Greg Popovich to keep coaching. I don't think that's what that means in the slightest. The funniest option is obviously him going to the Pelicans, right? Because it means the Lakers, with or without reparations, loses that pick after that trade. And then again, we started to get this week. I think Bobby Marks brought it up, but the whole, would you rather give up that championship and have a chance at Wembanyama, which I think is insane. Although, if it is the bubble championship, does that count? Does that count as much? Lakers fans will obviously, yes, everyone else is going to hate and say no, but... If it wasn't a bubble championship, I think it's an easy. What are you talking about?
I mean, if I was being honest, I want them with Steph and Clay, but I guess I can't say that.
Well, they might be on toward that anyway, right? Do they have their pick this year? What's going on there, Marcus? Real quick, what's the outlook?
Reparations.
This is reciprocity for when they stole a championship last year with that incredible run they went on.
Yep.
This is what happens when half the team is 25 and under. They just cashed in all the bets and was like, let's create a B team. I know y'all don't watch Formula One, but in Formula One, you can have a B team in the same league.
I'm not allowing a Formula One.
You can have it in a B team in the league. They have a B. They have an A and a B team on the same team. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got JV teams and
Formula One.
Yeah, they have varsity and junior varsity on the same roster.
Why do people watch that?
Starting lineup is like plus 20 per 100 possessions, something ridiculous.
They're
like that.
Minus 20 those kids. Without Steph. Minus 20.
And all of them have just been bad enough that they just blow up everything around them on the court as soon as they step on it. It's not even you can get away with a couple of them on the court. It's like, nope, they just ruin everything.
One guy comes in and it's
Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole has been terrible, right? And then he starts and plays a clay. He's like, you get me away from these kids.
You give me some adults.
You put them in the adults table. 36.
But that's the thing. It's so hard to play the way that the Warriors play. You have to be really smart. Yeah. You have to know not just your own place, but everybody else's place.
It has to become muscle memory for you.
And so one person can really screw up everything. And now that Jordan Poole is coming off the bench, they play with Steph when he's in the game too. There is nowhere you can hide a bad IQ player, and they just have a lot.
You just know it's bad.
That's why Anthony Lamb helps.
Steph is looking like this, and they're not winning. Steph, for the first 12 years, if Steph play like this, that's a 90% chance they're going to win. And now it's like
they're up 25 yes, going like midway through the fourth.
Now Steph's got to play this.
Al Pacino wrote a book.
Jade is holding up an Al Pacino.
This podcast book is right not going to make sense unless you watch it on video because Jade is just carrot topping the hell out of this. All right, take five. This is not about me. In case you missed it, the 76ers' Joel Embiid had the performance of his career Sunday night. 59 points, career high, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, 7 blocks in 36 minutes to give the Sixers a 105-98 victory over the surprise free-falling Utah Jazz. Embiid carried Philadelphia to the win by scoring 26 of the team's 27 points in the fourth, along with registering 5 of his 7 block shots in the final period. Jade, the tape.
Joel, you just put up a career-high 59 points. You had 11 rebounds, tied a career-high with 7 blocks. What got into you tonight, Joel?
I missed too many free throws. honestly, I missed way too many. But, you know, we did it as a team. You know, all credit to my teammates. They just found me. You know, they just gave me the ball. You know, we moved the ball. You know, I'm just happy I didn't turn the ball over in the second half. So we just played as a team. We moved the ball. We shared the ball. Went side to side. And like I say, all credit to them. They just found me.
How do you feel out there? Everybody in Philly wants to know.
I feel great.
Which leads us, and just in time for Thanksgiving, fellas, it's our first MVP odds update tracker status report. Report! Giannis plus 250, Luka plus 275, Tatum plus 500, Embiid plus 1,000, Steph Curry plus 1,100, Ja Morant plus 1,400, and on and on and on. Nikola Jokic plus 3,000. Marcus, here is $200 of Jay King's King season ticket money. Who you got for MVP?
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry?
Yeah.
That's the right bet. That's the right bet.
I mean, it ain't my money, right? And Jay's going to, he's only going to miss one game for $200. As a matter of fact, he probably won't even miss that. Because King's tickets are so hot, $200 don't get you in, baby.
King's tickets are hot right now? Let me look this up.
Golden One? What you mean? The Golden One Center?
I still never been. Is it nice?
Oh, yeah. No, it is nice. Come on.
Is it that personality?
Jimmy from Vallejo ain't take you?
No, nah, Jimmy from Leo, yeah, we're not on speaking terms anymore. That's a deep cut. When I went to the Chase Center, now granted, this was the Chase Center in the preseason which it opened. When I went to the Chase Center, I was not impressed. I was like, this just feels like a big empty mall to me.
But clean,
Golden One's right? got some personality. It's too clean.
No, Golden One does have personality. For Chase, you got to be the luxury part is where that will wow you, right? You got to get to the bunker suites. You got to get to the exclusive area. That will wow you.
You got to have that Marcus Thompson pull.
You know what I'm saying? Golden One's got a little bit of like they cleaned up Oracle vibe. Like it's a big community. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of different. Like you can be anywhere and it's still cool. So and you know they got the little mall outside. You could go to Macy's before the game. You know what I'm saying? Like real people stuff, Jay. You know what I'm saying? We in the streets.
Everybody wants to go to Macy's before an NBA game.
Hey, man, shout out to the old downtown plaza, man. That was, let me tell you, when that mall opened up in my childhood, downtown Sacramento, oh, the possibilities were endless. You could do anything. You go shop for shoes.
You didn't have to go see all the way to Art Fair.
How come you didn't
Art
like
Fair
the
Mall? No.
How come you didn't become a Kings fan?
I mean, what would that have done for me? I don't know. Like, when I was a kid,
it would have made you tougher.
It was like I was a Timberwolves fan growing
Imagine
up. Like
how much
that,
you
that was enough
life during the Vlade, Chris Webber, Peja.
No, because you know what was fun? Because I was being a dick to my friends. I was rooting for Shaq and Kobe. Not like I wasn't a Laker fan. I was just trying to troll my friends. So every time Shaq dunked on Vlade, I was just talking so much shit. It was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of shit talking.
Yeah. You're trying to get me. I'm 5 years old, 6 years old. You're trying to get me to join the Kings bandwagon with Rory Sparrow and Purvis Ellison.
And Wayman Tisdale. Let's go, man. Baby. Was Wayman Tisdale on that team?
I met Wayman Tisdale in a Toys R Us when I was like 5 or 6 years old. My dad talked his ear off, and it was like, you know, I remember him just being a giant in person. And Jade knows my dad, so Jade knows that's true.
Jay, we gotta tell Vivek Ranadive that the local boy has not been to Golden One. He gotta give The roll out, hey, the purple send the carpet, jet. Man.
Send you the should. Jet. I'll do a full video experience. Write it up on The Athletic. I'll do it all, man. I don't
man,
know if
you
that's
don't deserve
ethically...
that from the Kings. You don't deserve that from my Kings.
Your Kings.
My Kings. My Kings is second ranked offense in the league. They would,
you know this show almost over Jay running out of prop. Are you recycling that?
He went back to the skull.
I think he went back to the skull.
I just got dog treats trying to distract my dog throughout this whole podcast. All right.
I have no problem.
With what? With what? Spencer's Gifts? What are you working on the sponsorship? They still have that in malls. All right. That's what the hell is that, Jay?
Then he put on an air filter.
The yoga like blocks.
I got nothing.
I got Mike Schur's
Did
book
he just
about
say, remove
ethics
your clothes?
And philosophy. Yeah, I don't know. All right. When Jade tells us to remove our clothes, that's it.
That's the show.
We'll have some reparations for next week. That's going to do it for this week's Point of Contention. Is that a pizza flipper? What is happening
that's
right
a
now?
Pizza peel.
Thank you for listening. Make I sure to subscribe.
Dude does
to
yoga
the
while he's flipping pizzas.
You know the fucking spiel. just subscribe to The Athletic.